4th of July fallout.
He was shooting off fireworks in a public street.
Yes, ma'am.
And the rocket's red glare.
Where I said the embers from your fireworks are clearing the trees and are landing on our vehicles.
Was too much to bear.
My son replied, it's just ash, and we have a tarp, would you like it? Mr. Quintana said, expletive, no.
Did you continue to light fireworks?
Yes. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Alex Quintana and his girlfriend, Emily Eady, are suing neighbors Brenda and Michael So for damage to their Jeep caused by fireworks.
Order. All rise. Now it's case number 219 on the calendar, the matter of Quintana, Eady versus So.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Do you both own the vehicle in question?
No, ma'am.
Just me.
And your name is?
Emily Eady.
Miss Eady, you and Mr. Quintana live in the house that is marked in green.
Yes, ma'am.
Pronounce your last name, So.
So.
You live in the yellow house.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you've been neighbors for how long?
Since February of this year.
Did you move in February or did they?
We did.
Do you own your home?
No, ma'am.
You rent it?
Yes, ma'am.
And you?
We've been there 28 years at
this address.
Yeah.
You decided to set off some fireworks on your property.
There's an orange dot.
The red dot. It's in front of our home. It's in front of our home on the red dot. That's where we always shoot them for 28 years.
I don't care.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I don't care whether you've been doing it for 28 years. For 128 years.
Yes, ma'am.
You were shooting off fireworks in a public street.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
In the middle of the road.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is your claim that your car was damaged by the embers as they were falling down from the fireworks.
Yes, ma'am.
And you want Joe's to compensate you for your damaged car.
That's correct.
On what date did this happen?
This happened on July 6th, approximately 9 o'clock in the evening.
Tell me about it.
On July 6th, like I said, around 9 o'clock in the evening, I was sitting in my home watching television. I heard loud explosions coming from outside. I proceeded to go outside to see what was going on and noticed that the So's were discharging fireworks.
Just the two of them?
Well, I noticed that Miss Brenda So was there, and I believe it was her son, Michael So, that was the one that was lighting the fireworks in the middle of the street.
How old is Michael?
My son is 22, ma'am.
Okay.
I proceeded to watch the fireworks for a few minutes, noticing that the embers and the debris from the fireworks were coming over two tall pine trees that are located in front of our residence. The fireworks were coming over, the debris was landing in our yard. I turned around, walked inside, and told Miss Emily to come outside to see what was going on. We stood outside for a few minutes, in which we noticed that the embers and the debris was falling on our two vehicles plus my boat that was parked in the driveway. I proceeded to go to the end of my driveway and
walk over there. Tell me where you went.
This is my residence right here.
Yes.
My boat was here. Miss Edie's vehicle was here. My vehicle was there. I proceeded to ask Michael, your son, to come and speak to me. I just called him over. He came over. I said, hey, listen, the embers from your fireworks are clearing the trees and are landing on our vehicles and in our yard. Is there any chance that you can move your firework display elsewhere or refrain from shooting?
How did you say it to him?
I was very polite. I just said, your embers are coming over our trees and landing in our yard and into our vehicles and everything. Is there any possibility I can get you to refrain from shooting off your fireworks or move them elsewhere? Ms. So then proceeded to come over there and asked, what the F was I saying? And I said, you know, I was just asking him if he could refrain from shooting the fireworks or move them elsewhere.
Listen, Mr. So.
Yes, sir.
Were
yes,
you
ma'am.
There?
Yes.
Were you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Your Honor.
I didn't ask you anything.
I'm sorry.
Yes, Your Honor.
Because there's no question in my mind that's exactly what you said to him.
No, ma'am. I don't curse. No, ma'am.
I'm asking you a question. Were you there with Joe? Hey, you want to go outside?
No, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Listen to me carefully.
Yes, Your Honor.
Were you in the street with your wife and son is my question.
We weren't in the street. I'm sorry.
I'm going to award them every bit of damages that they're looking for. Do you understand me?
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
You know exactly what you're doing, and I know exactly what you're doing.
Now, I'm asking him a question, and I want him to answer me.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't want you to answer me. If I wanted you to answer me, I'd be looking in your direction.
Yes, ma'am.
You keep saying yes, ma'am, and you don't listen. Now, I'm going to ask you the question again. Listen to my question carefully. Were you in the street with your wife and son?
No, Your Honor.
That's the answer. Where were you?
I was in the driveway.
I want you to go over to that diagram. Step over there for a second. I want you to point to where you were in the diagram. So you were in your driveway.
Yes, Your Honor.
Not in the street with your wife and son.
No.
Now show me where they were when they had the conversation with your finger. Now look at me carefully.
Yes, Your Honor.
Who went over first, your wife or your son?
My son.
You see how well we're doing now, Miss So?
Yes, ma'am.
Then your wife followed him over.
Yes, Your Honor.
Perfect. Now you can step closer to your wife. Now you can go back to the diagram. So far, Mr. So has supported in his testimony everything that you said. Son went over, wife went over second.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, all I want you to do is show me the vehicles that you claim were damaged as a result of...
This vehicle, and my Jeep was located where the pink vehicle is.
Do you have photographs showing
yes,
me
Your
the
Honor.
Damage to those three vehicles?
I'm only suing for the 2000 Jeep Liberty.
Why is that, sir?
Because the Jeep Wrangler, the 1995 Jeep Wrangler has been sold since then, and the boat is undergoing a complete renovation, so I didn't see any reason to...
And that would have been done irrespective of the fireworks?
That's correct, yes, ma'am.
Well, that's reasonable.
And I do have evidence right here showing the damage.
Actually, I would like to see if you have photographs of damage to all the vehicles. Do you have damage to
no,
all
ma'am.
The vehicles?
No, ma'am, just the 2003 Liberty that,
okay.
that we're
I'd like to see.
Seeking compensation for. The first few photos, Your Honor, are of the damage the next morning once we've seen the debris that was laying on the vehicle. Then you'll see a diagram with multiple numbers that's a far shot and then close-up shots of each burn in the paint where it burnt the paint all the way down to the metal.
Okay, now I'd like to see an estimate. Thank you.
And we also have a video of the firework display that evening.
When did you start to take the...
Right after we spoke to Ms. So and her son.
After Ms. So came over and said whatever she said to you, which was, according to you, profanity.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that when you started to video?
Yes, ma'am. We turned around, walked back over to our porch area of our home, in which we called the police department for them to come out and see if they could do anything about it.
Did they come out?
Yes, ma'am. We have a police report
showing. I'd like to see that, too.
On the police report also, ma'am, it shows, it does state that the debris was located in the boat also. Would you like to see the video, ma'am?
In a minute. Well, the police certainly document the fact that numerous firework debris was found on the victim's vehicles and in his boat. That's what the police officer observed. Okay, now I'd like to see the video. Bird, would you put that in frame?
All she has to just... Press, all she has to do is press play on the phone.
Oh, I thought we had it. It was going to go on there. You mean I have to put my glasses back on? Perfect.
Just press play.
Yeah, okay.
It's a 10-second video, ma'am.
Oh, can't tell much. Did I see them all?
You can if you like.
I mean, are they different?
They're just separate, different videos because it's, you know, obviously fireworks, when they explode, they don't last that long. So they're about 8 to 10 second videos.
Okay. Now, how large a piece of property do you have, Ms. So? I'm talking to your wife. How large a piece of property do you have?
It is 186 point something on the rear. On the front, I don't exactly, no. I believe, to my recollection, it's been 20 years ago since I saw the plot. It's over 130 feet. It's more than that, actually.
Good. I would like you to go over where the thing is marked on your house.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I'd like you to point with your finger where your house is.
This is our home right here.
And your house is how many square feet?
1,683 heated.
So it's a small house, but you have lots of yard space.
Yes, ma'am, we do.
Why didn't you light your fireworks off in your yard? Now you can go back.
Yes, ma'am.
Why didn't you light the fireworks off on your own property?
Because
I'm talking to your wife. Why?
Because we've always...
I don't want to hear always.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not interested in always.
There's trees on the driveway side of the property over there. We can't light them there.
Why not?
Because there's trees there. That's dangerous. We only
A second. What do you mean there are trees? It's dangerous.
You don't light fireworks near trees or power lines, and there's both there.
Right. So you didn't want to light fireworks near your house.
Near trees.
On your property. Listen to what I'm saying.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it was dangerous.
Because of the
Because
trees,
what
yes,
could
ma'am.
Happen? What could happen? How was
one
it dangerous?
Of,
it was
one of the
no,
fireworks.
No, no, no. I'm talking to her.
One of the fireworks could not be airborne and explode on the ground, I'm assuming. I don't know because I've never seen it happen. I'm assuming it would explode on, it would
and
hit the tree and ricochet
what would,
and
what would
cause
happen?
It would cause a huge fire.
Oh,
I'm
assuming.
It could
be a problem, right?
I've never seen it happen. Yes, ma'am.
That's what happened with the fireworks that you lit on a public street to his property. That's what the police saw.
Okay, Your Honor, I have also evidence. May I show
now,
you my
I'm ready
certified
for
letter?
You.
Okay.
I'm ready for you.
Yes,
first
ma'am.
Tell me.
Okay, Mr. Quintana sent us a certified letter, which
I'm,
we received
I'm talking
on the...
about July 6th.
Okay,
tell me
July
about July 6th.
Okay.
I'm not interested
yes,
in what happened
yes,
after there was a conflict.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm asking you now.
On,
you
yes,
tell
ma'am.
Me on July 6th.
Yes, ma'am.
He comes out and he says to your son, could you move the fireworks, the
that
debris?
That isn't what he said, ma'am.
No, what did he say?
He came out and he said, hey, to which my son turned and took one step. I jumped up out of the chair and I hustled behind him so I could hear what was being spoken.
Just a second.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
Have a radar back here.
Yes, ma'am.
A bull radar.
Yes, ma'am.
Right back here.
Yes, ma'am.
Just understand that.
Yes, ma'am.
It prickles up and... I've been doing this on this very program now 17 years.
Yes, ma'am.
And the reason people still watch it is because of this prickle that happens. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I grabbed my son and I jerked him back and I said, this is finished. This conversation is over because he cursed and we don't curse and it upset me terribly.
Oh, please.
Okay.
Give me a break.
Cases, real people, Judge Judy. Alex Quintana and Emily Eady claim neighbors Brenda and Michael So owe for damage to their Jeep as the result of shooting off fireworks in their neighborhood.
He came out and he said, hey.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
To which my son turned and took one step. I jumped up out of my chair. I was approximately from here to between the bench, Your Honor.
Well, that's not what your husband says, but keep going.
That's
keep
gross.
Going. That's
and
not
I,
what your
I hustled says. Behind my son so I could hear what was being spoken. We merged in the street, Mr. Quintana, my son, and myself. He said, fireworks are going into my boat. I'm worried about the interior. To which my son replied, you know, it's just ash and paper, and we have a tarp. Would you like it? To which Mr. Quintana said, expletive, no. I grabbed my son and I jerked him back and I said, Mr., this is finished. This conversation is over because he cursed and we don't curse and it upset me terribly. So I grabbed my son and yanked him back and I said, it's over. You stay on your side. We'll stay on ours.
We just went, a second.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you continue to light fireworks?
We went back to our property.
As
we
my,
moved.
My question was, did you continue
not immediately,
to
no,
light
ma'am. Not immediately.
Fire. How much later, on the 7th of July or the 6th of July? That night?
Yes. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Oh, that night.
Yes,
now,
ma'am.
Now, you go over there. There's a red dot there
yes,
that
ma'am.
Your husband has already indicated to me
yes,
where
ma'am.
You were lighting the fireworks.
Right.
So now you can go over there and you can show me where you moved.
This is originally where we started.
Yes.
Which is directly across the street from the second neighbor. There's a house between Mr. Quintana's and us. We moved over here, Your Honor. We moved a good 15 feet to the right-hand side away from his
Listen
property.
To me. Listen to me. You're a big girl.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to go to the fireworks, tell your 22-year-old son to go to the beach. Step back there.
Yes, ma'am.
If your neighbor comes to you and says, listen, smoke and ash are coming into my house from where you're lighting fireworks, a reasonable human being, quiet, pay attention. A reasonable human being says, you know what? I didn't realize they could go that far. We will certainly stop. How old are you?
43.
43-year-old woman says, we'll stop. Because that's ridiculous. If I don't want to damage your property. I don't want there to be any issue about damaging anybody's property.
Which we would have continued if he hadn't have cursed at me.
Oh, please.
Okay.
Give me a break.
Mm-hmm. He did. So help me God. He cursed at me.
So what? What does that have to do with stopping?
If stopping he hadn't have cursed at me, we would have continued the conversation.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm going to read it to you again. Numerous fireworks debris was found on the victim's vehicles and in his boat.
May I see that, Your Honor?
Yes, you certainly may.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Alex Quintana and Emily Eady are accusing neighbors Brenda and Michael So of damaging their Jeep when they shot off fireworks in their neighborhood.
He asked you to stop.
No, he did not, ma'am.
No, listen to me. Okay. He said, you're causing damage. You know what your son said to him?
Your Honor.
According to you, you know what your son said to him? We'll give you something to cover your cars.
He said, it's only paper. There is no ash. There is no burning embers falling.
Evidently he was mistaken. Your 22-year-old genius was mistaken.
May I see the video I was there. I have video as well, Your Honor. And I also have video of his vehicle. The fact that it's sap, the damage that he's talking about is sap that he picked off of his vehicle. Where they parked it under
police.
A pine tree.
Listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
The police who don't think have any particular grudge against you or them came out and said, I'm going to read it to you again.
Where's the police report?
Numerous fireworks debris was found on the victim's vehicles and in his boat.
May I see that, Your Honor?
Yes, you certainly may.
Because the police officer came over and spoke to us.
Listen to me. Don't tell me what he spoke to you unless he memorialized it in writing.
Yes,
read
he did.
It.
It's right
read,
here.
Read
he did.
What the police officer, read it to yourself.
Okay. Yes, I see what he said, but he also came over and said he documented.
Listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't tell me what he told
you.
Yes,
ma'am.
If you want me to read something the report, I'll be more than happy to do that.
Please.
Absolutely. What do you want me to read?
The police officer, I saw him the day before I came here, and he told me that... Yes, ma'am. So please...
What don't you understand about my words? I said if you want me to read something in the report, just point it out to Officer Byrd.
He will
show it to me.
Please.
Not what he said to you. Just point it out. Very good.
Here, Bert,
will you please come over
and here.
Give it back. Don't.
I'm sorry, you said to point it out. There's two
he
places.
Just point with your finger. That's
I'm
a
sorry.
Point.
Here.
Now can I see
and
what she's
here.
Pointing at? Bert, please.
Show it to me again, please.
Yes, sir.
Take time.
Here and here. Thank you.
Okay. Here and here.
Oh, they found that there was no crime.
Yes, ma'am.
So what?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
That there was no crime. He's not alleging that you committed a crime. He's alleging that you vandalized his property because of your own stupidity.
May I see the pictures of the damage? Because I went over.
No. I'm going to show it to you, and I wanted you to do was read what the officer said.
Yes,
the
ma'am.
Officer said there was schmutz, debris, fireworks debris on all of his vehicles. And the fact that you didn't like if he cursed.
Yes, ma'am.
If he cursed. You would have stopped if he didn't curse. It's a ridiculous defense. I'm just trying to figure out how much they want to fix your car. I don't see anything.
May I speak more, Your Honor? Please.
Show her the pictures. Please, Bert.
On the second
thank
page.
You.
It's $2,463, ma'am, for the damage, to repair the damage. And then we're asking for $200 in a rental car, which the actual rental car
use
fee
your other
is-
car.
Your Honor.
$2,463. Judgment for the plaintiff. That's all. Step out.
He lied.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. He
He's in trouble with the in-laws.
They wanted rent.
Yes.
And you weren't paying rent.
Utilities was the rent.
No, utilities are not the rent, sir. I don't believe you.
Next, Judge Judy.
But she's a bully. She bullies everyone in the neighborhood.
I am a good neighbor. We know all our neighbors' names.
She's caused numerous amounts of...
all their grandchildren, all their pets.
...complaints with other neighbors and...
where they work, where they're retired. We've been there a long time.
You know, the neighbors complain about her constantly.
We know everybody around us.
And I just felt like I wasn't going to be bullied by her.
We know who they are now.
I needed to teach her.
Good thing we're here. Now we know what we're dealing with.
You got to be responsible for your damages.